Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman joins. Behind the Black is very careful about reporting commercial space successes. And we have a report today that is both a commercial space success and a big space hesitation. Bob, a very good evening to you. The GAO is right now identifying a delay till 2027 for Artemis. Why?
Yes, John. GAO released a report today that just simply admitted what has been pretty evident to anyone who really pays attention, that there is no way in Jose for NASA to get its first manned landing on the moon in the Artemis program in 25, as they've been recently promising. That was a delay from the 24 date that the Trump administration had proposed. They said they were delaying it till 25, but the GAO says that's not going to happen. It's not possible. It's likely going to be delayed till 2027. I will point out that that's also unrealistic. It's probably not going to happen for at least a year after that, if not more. But the GAO says so, and it has now admitted that there's delays. It really couches its words, though, in a very dishonest manner, the GAO report, which makes this report less useful than it could have been. It talks at great length about how SpaceX's testing program for Starship Super Heavy is causing the delays. It makes a big deal about that. How, you know, the first test launch happened in April. It failed, according to the GAO. And the FAA had to do an investigation. And the test program, therefore, is taking too long, and it's going to cause delays in the process. And of course, that is dishonest, because the real reason the delays are happening is not because of SpaceX, but because of regulatory roadblocks being put up by the FAA and the Fish and Wildlife Administration Service. They're both slowing things down by demanding paperwork filled out and extensive investigations that they can't do anyway. They depend on SpaceX to do the investigations. And the GAO sidesteps that. And in fact, the GAO's report is pretty dishonest in a lot of ways, John. For example, I post a graphic from this report that is, I think, kind of ludicrous, and it's really hysterical. They show the plan for using Starship to get men down to the surface of the moon. And the idea is it's going to dock with the Orion capsule and the Lunar Gateway station in orbit around the moon, pick up the astronauts that were brought there by Orion, and land on the moon. But this graphic makes it look like the Orion capsule is about twice as big as Starship. And that's completely ludicrous and a mistake. It's wrong. In fact, Starship is so much bigger that you could probably store a half dozen to a dozen Orions within its cargo bay. And in fact, Chicago probably could fit the entire Orion capsule and Lunar Gateway within Starship's cargo bay. And so this just indicates the fundamental dishonesties that routinely permeate government actions. And this is an example. And the GAO report could have really been helpful if it had pointed out that the regulatory delays are the big problem here, but it avoids doing that. And so, therefore, those regulatory delays will likely go on, and the government will continue to blame SpaceX for the problem.
House has voted for commercial space. Who voted, and what was the debate?
The industry had worked with the House to write up a upgraded commercial space bill that was supposed to deal with the upcoming, this growing new business. And they had worked out that deal on November 15th. The committee in the House was going to mark up the bill and vote on it. But that morning, the White House released its own proposal for this bill, completely different, that the industry, by the way, seriously opposes, and released a letter saying it opposes this. It completely would make every action in space subject to government regulation and approval, which means nothing will really ever happen in space if that was passed. So the committee had a two-week delay because the Democrats were all in favor of the White House plan. They love regulation. After two-week delay, the House finally passed the Commercial Space Act as negotiated between the House and the industry, the one the industry preferred. It still has its own problems. You're still giving a lot of regulatory power for the government, but it's one at least the industry had input on and had managed to get in a way that they liked. I will point out it was a partisan vote. All Democrats still voted against it. They want the heavy regulation that the White House proposed. And this bill is still not passed, I should say. It's only been passed by the House Senate. This is the House Science Committee. It has to now go before the House and be passed. It has to go before the Senate to get passed, and that's going to be hard. And it's going to have to be signed by Joe Biden as he's carefully wheeled into his office and his hand is guided to the document. I don't know if it's going to pass, John. And if that's the case, if they pass anything similar to the Biden bill, then basically American space effort will die because really everything that anyone wants to do in space will become subject to regulation based on the language of that bill.
SpaceX, commercial space, it's buying the Dragon Parachute Company. Is that a big acquisition? It does show that there's money out there.
This is a case where the company that SpaceX has been hiring, subcontractor, to build the parachute to use in its Dragon cargo and manned capsules, that company was going bankrupt. And SpaceX didn't want to lose this capability. It needs those parachutes. So it simply bought the company, paid $2.2 million to take it out of bankruptcy and take over the company. And this fits the policy that SpaceX has had since almost day one. It doesn't like to depend on subcontractors. It likes to be able to do everything in-house. And here's a case they were depending on a subcontractor. Well, the subcontractor is going bankrupt, so they buy him. And now it becomes an in-house operation. The people that work for this company, Pioneer Aerospace, now work for SpaceX. SpaceX is not going to fire them. They want the parachutes. And the facilities will continue to operate, but now they're run by SpaceX. And SpaceX no longer has to worry about a subcontractor going out of business.
This looks like diplomacy. NASA committing to an astronaut from the Republic of India to ISS next year. Any other significance other than a political favor for Narendra Modi?
Essentially, that you summed it up, John. When India signed the Artemis Accords back in June, this was also announced, but it completely the Artemis Accords signing completely overshadowed it, and I didn't even notice it. But they have now working out the details of this ISS mission for an Indian astronaut. India itself just simply is probably doing this to get training for its astronauts because it's going to be flying its own manned mission on its own rocket and space capsule sometime, hopefully next year. Maybe the year after, but they're aiming for next year. So next year they could have a manned flight to ISS and an Indian flight with humans on board. And so this provides them a way to train their astronauts and learn some details so they make their own mission more successful. And so it's diplomatic. It has, you know, photo ops for government employees, politicians, but it also has use for India itself.
Slower and slow, because we've recently had a conversation about the Apollo days. Bob, they used to put this thing together and say we're going to the moon in about 6 weeks. Good heavens. All right. Now we go to the Japan Space Agency, JAXA. This Japanese engineering is first rate. It confounds me why JAXA is struggling, Bob. These are simple mistakes they're making.
Well, in this case, JAXA didn't make, well, maybe it did, but JAXA's computer system was hacked over the summer.
And that is on JAXA.
That is, but I will tell you that it's not unusual. They think that there have been other hacks at JAXA in 16 and 17 that were identified coming from the Chinese military. It's very possible this hack as well came from the Chinese military. China has also hacked the JPL. It's one of the reasons most of China's planetary program looks like copies of JPL space probes. And so it's not a surprise, and China is very aggressive in this manner. But you're right, JAXA is basically has become a failure. It's very embarrassing for Japan. And why is it so unsuccessful, John? It's because it's a government agency. Look, we have great engineering in the United States, so I've had for many decades, but NASA hasn't been able to get much done because NASA is a government agency. They're not interested in production. They're interested in creating a budget that they can have jobs. And so JAXA's the problem, and Japan has got to transition to a private enterprise mode. And they appear to be having hints at that, but it's not happened yet.
Reading about the CIA, Bob, and I understand it's another world, but it is Washington. I realize that in Washington there is no bottom line. There is only the status associated with your desk, where you are in an organization. And I appreciate how they've turned that into a currency. But that currency doesn't speak to speed. You don't get rewarded for speed. You get rewarded for the desk. Okay, I understand. ESA, another desk-run outfit. Now, just the other day, they told us they did a test. Now what?
Yes, the ESA successfully completed a full core stage test of its Ariane 6 rocket about a week ago. That was an important test. It demonstrated that the rocket can fire its engines for the full 7 minutes during the launch. But this week, they announced finally an update on when they'll finally launch the Ariane 6 rocket 4 years behind schedule. Next year. They had been aiming for a spring launch, but now they've announced that nope, they're now aiming for a launch between June 15th through July 31st, the summer launch. So this is a few months more delay. It's very possible that after looking at the data from that core stage test, they decided they wanted to give themselves a little more time to make sure everything's ready. And yes, it's a government operation here, and so government operations tend to run slow and slow and slow, and nothing gets done.
The 20th century, Bob, NASA was the best, the absolute best. They took risks, they bent metal, as you've taught me to say, Bob, and they got the job done. Mission-oriented success. And because we have that model, we know they can do it. We'll get back to it. SpaceX has taken the NASA model and run with it. This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, we're going to explore it. I'm John Beck.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.